Hey, Robbie, how about night game? How would you translate that to night game?
If
Or
it was
would
a night
you?
game conversation,
Yeah.
I mean, the opener would be slightly different. I'd probably just walk up and say hi. Hey, I'm
Yeah,
Robbie.
I meant like the conversation, like how would you be more forward, like if you're at a bar? Would it be different? Yeah, calibrated differently than daytime, of course, but
Yeah, see, at a bar, I can do a lot more touching. I can use my physicality a lot more.
but I thought you said that you didn't touch as much anymore.
No, but I could place myself really close to her, right? And I can, I can stand right next to her in her personal space without her feeling weird, and put her in a situation where she can touch me a lot, where I'm kind of like, our arms are touching side by side, or we're really close. Because it's going to be like a crowded bar or nightclub. Like, you have to get close. You're like yelling in someone's ear. So I can play with those nonverbal sort of dynamics a lot more. But I could also, add that into conversation. See, if you force it, which is some of the stuff we're talking about, it can be weird. But if you use what's going on naturally, or find a way to weave that in the conversation, it won't be nearly as creepy or weird to be forward. And I need to start thinking about ways that you guys can do it. It's obvious for me. Anytime a girl asks me what I do, I start talking about sex. I talk about, being a dating coach, and that quickly leads to sex. It's all about sex and relationships and all that shit. So that's a really easy in for me. You guys are going to have to figure out what that in is for you. It could be about, finding a way to talk about this group. You could say you're recently listening to a call about sex or a podcast. But if you just throw it out there, then you're immediately talking about sex, and it makes you look creepy. So does anyone have any ideas?
Like if Tyler and I go out and if I ask the group how they know each other, and then if they ask how we know each other, then we can talk with the group, right?
Yeah, there you go. You could say we're in a group of pickup artists.
And I'm sure a lot of guys here are thinking that's kind of weird, and you're going to get weird reactions. I was on a date with a girl a couple weeks ago, but I had sent her a link to my article on Elite Daily, and she clicked through it in her confidence, started looking at a bunch of articles on the site. Then she just brought it up in conversation, so I was totally unprepared for it. But she was like, "Oh, so can you give me some advice on being confident and talking to women?" I'm like, "What? What are you talking about?" I had a feeling I knew what she was talking about, but she mentioned one of the articles I wrote, and it didn't even really catch me off guard because I'm pretty comfortable with it. Like, I'm used to discussing it. So I kind of just talked about how my philosophy is just being open and honest, and as long as you're having fun and respecting other people, you're both going to get what you want. And she was totally into it. We had a pretty good discussion about dating and men and women and attraction, and it really just came out of her just being in her confidence.
Yeah, totally, right? And you should be prepared to have those conversations because they're going to happen more often. Because trust me, girls are fucking creepers. They stalk your shit so hard. Especially here. I think, I don't know, maybe they're just more sly about it in the US. But like, I've had girls before they've gone on a date with me watch all of my 21 convention videos, read like 20 fucking articles, listened to a bunch of podcasts, and then they just bomb me with questions, which is amazing because, the amount of investment on their side, they're
Yeah,
already
that's
fucking in love with me, right?
such a layup. That's amazing. Yeah.
I had this girl in Belgrade who basically, so th this was, I learned a lot from this interaction. It was really fucking interesting. So at the conference, oh, okay, let me start from the beginning. I was working with Konstantinos Khan from the group. He was in Greece. You guys have maybe seen some of his posts. He met me at Belgrade and came to the seminar, and I was shopping with him and we saw this stupidly hot chick, like 6'1", not wearing heels, just insanely hot, wearing like this tiny little crop top and these shorts and like showing a bunch of skin. So I walk up to her, do the whole we're getting coffee thing. She immediately starts like grilling me with questions. And instead of telling her, you know, well, the first thing she said, she was like, it's so weird. Three guys have approached me like you this week, or not this week, in the last 2 days. And that's because this fucking conference was going on and there's all these monkeys running around hitting on every fucking girl in Belgrade. So she had already been approached three times in like the last day. So, you know, it kind of like shell shocked me, and I didn't tell her who I am or what I'm doing. And instead I went the Airbnb route, which turned out to bite me in the ass, which I'll explain. So, we have a conversation, we go back and forth, and I don't know, like 10 minutes, finally she gives me her number. She was very hesitant the whole time, but, she did. And then later that night, this was on a Saturday. So Saturday night, she came out with me and this dude I met, who's just an absolute monster beast, bangs a new fucking eight pretty much every night in Belgrade. His name's Eddie. She came out with me and Eddie, and she brought a friend. So one kind of logistical fuck up is, so Eddie's like 6'5", and this girl's 6'1", I'm fucking 5'10". this girl brought out a friend who I thought would be hot because she showed me a picture and she looked really fucking hot. But then the girl showed up and she wasn't hot. She was just kind of like busted looking and had like 10 or 15 pounds to lose, which she was hiding in the picture, which was shocking to me because this chick is just stupid hot. And the fact that she would roll with an ugly girl would only happen in Europe. So unfortunately I had hyped Eddie up pretty hard. So she would come out and bring a friend, but all the hyping I did for Eddie just made her interested in Eddie. And here's the other fucked up piece of advice. So one guy who was speaking at the conference, mentioned something, how he touches every girl like he touches his girlfriend during a first date. And I've gone back and forth with this sort of advice. I've been flip floppy about it, and I've tried both ways. The more I try touching a lot, the less my results are good with 8+, and the better they are with 7s and below. So kind of, my most updated theory is if a girl's not that hot, you can touch her more in the beginning. But if she's really hot, you should probably touch her less and wait for her to touch you more. And every girl's different. So, you know, you take that with a grain of salt. But I tried the touch her like she's my girlfriend approach. So when she met me that night, I was touching her a lot and touching her pretty aggressive. And about 20 minutes into the interaction, she made a comment about how I'm really touchy feely, which was a clear signal to me that she wasn't digging it. So after that, I had to ice the fuck out of her. So we're at the club at this point. It's me, her friend, and Eddie. And she's giving Eddie a ton of love. She's like touching him. And I'm like, God damn it. How the fuck did I put myself in this situation? Fuck this idiot for telling me to touch her like she's already my girlfriend. It would have been fucking golden, because when she showed up, she was really into me. So I basically kept, you know, I'd come over, I'd, you know, say some interesting shit, and then I'd ignore her and walk away and talk to other people. And what ended up happening that night, it was this like really interesting three-way, you know, love triangle between me, this girl, and Eddie. And me and Eddie were talking about it the whole time, because we're, you know, at one point, which I'll get to in a second, we were talking about, you know, banging her together. So the more I iced her, the more she started like giving me more love, and she was giving Eddie consistent love the whole time. And obviously it certainly helps that I hyped him up, that he's 6'5", and that he wasn't hitting on her at all. right? The more you hit on a girl, probably the less interested she's going to be. But if you're just the cool guy whose friend got the number, she'll probably want to bang you as well, which is what we talk about all the time. If you have a hot girlfriend that you've put in the friend zone, or she's put you in the friend zone, as long as you're cool and this girl thinks you're cool, her friends are going to probably want to bang you and think you're cool too, if you're a sexual threat. If you're not, then throw that advice out the window. So as the night goes on, she starts saying things. She goes, "You know, I really like you, and I like Eddie too. I can tell Eddie is not the good guy. He is a very bad guy. He fucks a lot of girls." Which is her way of saying, "I want to fuck Eddie because he's dangerous and he's a bad boy and you're a nice guy and I'm putting you in the friend zone." So I needed to deal with that hurdle. So what I said to that is like, "Yeah, I know it seems like Eddie's not a nice guy. And trust me, he's not a nice guy. He fucks a different girl every night. And there's probably only one guy who's a bigger sleazeball in here than him, and that's me. And by the way, when I told you that I was like a real estate guy, actually, I'm a fucking dating and sex coach, and I'm here to talk about, I'm here speaking at the sex event. And remember all those guys that hit on you earlier? Those were the guys that are at the event." And so, do you guys understand what I did there? Who wants to explain what I did there?
It sounded like there's just a lot of calling it out, calling it like it is, and establishing yourself as a sexual threat, right? Right up in her face, and with no shame, 100% confidence. And this is it. And she's going to love it, period. You know, it's just, it was like the vibe you're giving was consistently strong.
Yeah, exactly. And what got me in trouble in the first place is not owning that, was sidestepping that, lying about it, telling her this other nonsense. And that was all based on fear, based on, oh, fuck, this girl's really hot. I can't tell her I'm a sexual threat because then I'll blow myself out. And basically just me being a bitch when I approached her in the mall, right? What I should have said was that right from the beginning. And then I wouldn't have gotten in this sticky situation with Eddie and her. So when that happened, that changed the vibe a lot. And she goes, you might be worse, right? You might be a bad guy too. And that's when I turned to Eddie, and he was standing like a few feet away, and I pulled him over. I'm like, "How do you feel about having a threesome with a couple bad guys tonight?" And then I just went really fucking obvious, sexual, like ridiculous. Me and Eddie were like taking turns choking her. at the end of the night, neither of us banged her. But since then, she has read all of my fucking articles. She's listened to all of the podcasts. She's gone through all of the videos on IC. She's been bombing me with questions. I straight up told her, like, I asked her via Viber. Viber is the app that we're, communicating through. Her name's Gosa. Let me find this conversation. So I said, let's see. I mean, basically, we're just having a really straightforward conversation when it comes to sex. So she asked me, "So when a girl says to you, 'It would be nice to see you again. If you ever come back to Belgrade, call me,' does this mean, one, she wants you, two, she don't want you, three, she want to sleep with you, four, she don't want to, five, she like you as friend, six, she likes to talk and spend time with you?" And I said, "If the girl is named Gosa, it means she wants to see you. She likes to talk and spend time with you. And she's not sure if she wants to fuck me. She needs more time to decide." And then she goes, "Robbie, you don't have to sleep with every woman you meet, right?" And she said, "By the way, correct answers." And I said, "Would you like to hear my assessment of how we ended up in this place, like basically how we ended up at this, level of attraction towards each other?" And then I told her the story. I said, "Some stupid idiot I was also speaking at the conference with was giving tips on Serbian girls. One thing he said was to touch Serbian girls a lot when you first meet them, like you would touch your girlfriend. My first instinct was that is really bad advice. It'll make you look too aggressive and needy and it'll turn girls off. But then I thought, well, maybe it's a good experiment. You don't know until you try.
So that night I experimented on you and I was touching you a lot in the beginning of the night. And then I remember you made some comment subtly hinting that you didn't like how I touch you so much. So I know this turned you off. Then I was very annoyed that I listened to this idiot instead of trusting myself. Then there's Eddie. Eddie is tall, has great energy. He's also a man whore, which you know. That just makes girls want to fuck him that much more. And I can tell you are attracted to both of us, slightly more him than me. And let's see. And that is how we're in this situation now. She didn't fuck Eddie. Eddie's not even going to attempt to fuck her, I don't think. If he does, it doesn't really matter. And then at the end of the night, when we were all leaving, she was still giving more love to Eddie. And I didn't want to, like, push the threesome thing because I knew it wasn't going to happen. I knew she wasn't going to fuck either of us, but she was giving him more love. So instead of trying to push it, I just left. And what ended up happening was she went home with Eddie, wouldn't do anything. Basically, he was just like sleeping in his bed, and then he kicked her out at like, we didn't go home until 6 a.m. because people party in Belgrade until that time. But, you know, he tried everything he could to bang her, wasn't getting anywhere, couldn't get past a kiss. And then he kicked her out because who wants to sleep in a bed with a girl who's not going to fuck? Nothing's more annoying than that. So then she said, yeah, he's a bad guy. He kicked me out at 8 a.m. And I said to her, I would have fucking kicked you out at 6:30. 2 hours in bed is way too long. And then I explained how guys, it's the most annoying thing in the world to sleep in a bed with a girl you're not fucking because you can't get any sleep because you're just going from soft dick to hard dick back and forth. And who can sleep with that going on? Then she understood. So, you know, girls have all these preconceived, stupid ideas and notions about sex. And they think that guys who are really sexual and forward, and they think man whores are bad dudes. But basically what I explain to them is that man whores are the only honest guys out there. They'll fuck you really well and you'll keep coming back for more. And every girl wants secretly to change a man whore into her loving, adoring, committed husband. There's not a single thing in the world more than, if every girl wants to tame the fucking wild beast. And that's not going to happen, but let them have that opportunity. Right? Let them try. But they're never going to get that opportunity unless they think you're a wild beast who they can tame. If they think you're just a nice guy who's really sweet, yeah, they might fuck you, but secretly they'll be wanting to fuck a dude like me the whole time. So that's what happens if you apologize for your sexuality, you're not forward. You put yourself in these fucked up situations. Whereas if you are forward, if you don't push it, but if you establish the fact that you're a sexual dude, you're not embarrassed about your sexuality, you like sex, you like to fuck. Everyone on this planet got here because of fucking. Pleasure is good. Fucking is good. Being ashamed of it is the stupidest thing ever. And owning that, girls will want to fuck you because every girl wants to fuck just like every guy wants to fuck. And that's just how it is. Thoughts on that?
I have a thought on that. After you say that, do you ice him till you hear from him, or do you pursue again later?
Oh, you mean with her?
Just in general, with her or a girl, or just in general?
I was only icing her in the club because she was giving all the physical love to Eddie, right? And what every time.
Go ahead.
And so every time that I would come around and she'd give physical love to Eddie, I'd come back and she'd be like, Robbie, where'd you go? And then she'd give me physical love. And then as soon as she started giving me physical love, I'd fucking ice her again. I'd walk away. And that was the only way that I could compete with the shit going on with Eddie. At the end of the night, it didn't matter, right? She still was more into him. And that's because of the stupid, over-aggressive touching I did in the beginning. But if that wouldn't have happened and I just would have been normal and I would have talked about who I am and we would have, probably had sex that night or the next day, she she probably would have come to the conference the next day, watched me speak, and then it would have been game over when I taught the countdown to like 60 dudes. Right. I had two girls in the audience who are emailing me after, you know, asking me questions about the countdown. I'm sure if I go back to Belgrade, it'd be pretty easy to bang them.
Okay. And then, that's great. Also, when you are directing, tell a girl, you just want to fuck. You're not ashamed of it. Or you're saying that. And, you just don't respond until they take you up again regarding that. Like if you say that they want to fuck you, which is accurate, when is it okay to follow up about that? Or is it not okay?
It's such a specific question. I can't give it an answer. Like it's so situationally dependent. And I'm not really, I think you're misunderstanding me when I'm not just telling girls straight up, I want to fuck. I'm not really saying that.
Yeah, I am misunderstanding that. Okay.
Yeah. I'm throwing out there that I'm a sexual guy. I'm talking about different ideas. I'm talking about sexuality. I'm talking about what it is I do. But I'm not just telling them, hi, I want to fuck.
Got it. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Other thoughts on that?
I definitely do like that. That will help me out more than what you were talking previously, where it was more conversational, right? Prior to Eurotrip.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. I mean, you're getting stuck because, you know, you're dealing with the height situation. You're dealing with the Indian situation, and you know, neither of those things, you know, those are both working against you hardcore when it comes to sex, because girls don't get turned on by guys who are shorter than them because they don't think that they can be dominated in bed by a smaller guy. So if you're small, you have to do things that make you look bigger, like picking them up more and using your physicality more. And obviously being Indian, you know, you have a preconceived notion that you don't know what the fuck you're doing in bed and that you're not a sexual threat because most Indian guys they met are like that. Right. So you're overcoming those hurdles. So doing more physical shit once you know that they're attracted, you know, that's one thing that I was doing to Gosa because she's tall. When she would give me love, I would do like some really aggressive shit. And this is in a club, right? So I'd like pick her up and spin her around and she'd love it. And then I put her down and I walk away. I just straight going like hardcore, you know, just giving her crazy mixed signals. So essentially girls want attention, right? If they're getting attention, they're enjoying the attention and you take the attention away, they're like a little kid and they're going to want it back. And the more they start chasing you for that attention, the better off you'll be. So especially for you, you could kind of go the tantra route because you're Indian. Derek, you could do that too. That'd be a pretty easy, funny thing to insert in the conversation. I'm trying to think of funny ways you could do that, but at some point where maybe they ask, like you ask where they're from and then they ask, where are you from? And you say, I'm from India. Can't you tell? I'm from the capital of Tantra. You ever read the Kama Sutra? My uncle wrote that shit.
Okay, so since you're bringing up this topic, do you necessarily want to be funny in this, or do you want to project that? You know what I mean? Like, if you're projecting sexuality and kind of like that dominant frame, do you still want to have some kind of humor at that point?
Yeah, because what I just said was funny, right? Humor is great.
Yes.
Introducing sex with humor is great because it eases the tension, right?
Okay, great.
It's very hard for it to be creepy. What I just said would be very, very hard to be creepy, right? Because it's funny. But then you could easily continue down that path. Like, so have you ever studied any Tantra?
Yeah.
You have? You've read the Kama Sutra?
Mm-hmm.
And the Kama Sutra by the way, is like super fucking beginner bullshit. We're role playing, so continue. You're the girl.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I read the Kama Sutra. It was pretty graphical. It had some exciting poses in it.
Exciting poses. Well, see, everyone thinks it's about the poses, but Tantra is more about the energy. It's about the exchange. And the pose, most of those poses, I don't know if you've tried some of them, but it's really hard to thrust in some of those poses. I know we're just meeting and we're talking about thrusting, and I don't know how we got on the subject. Probably you did it because you're a pervert. But anyways, have you realized that you can't really thrust in some of those positions?
Yeah, some of them seem pretty hard.
Yeah, and that's because a lot of them you don't even need to move. You just sit there and flex your PC muscle, and the guy will flex his, and you could have crazy multiple, you know, 30 fucking orgasms in like, you know, 20 minutes from that shit. Bet you didn't know that, huh?
I didn't.
See? Us dorky Indian guys know a little bit about sex, even though it seems like we just do that all day. And then I would completely steer away from the conversation. And I'd be like, so anyways, what do you do? So I'm just like setting, I'm laying a seed there, and it's a pretty fucking overtly sexual seed. And that could have been creepy, right? It depends on the girl. That's one of those things where I don't think anything I said was creepy. It'd be good for you guys to listen to that recording, especially on the part where I kind of called out the fact that we're talking about sex and thrusting, and I made fun of her for bringing it up, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we just had a conversation where I told her that I could give her 30 orgasms, where I basically told her she sucks at sex, and there's no way she's forgetting that. If that conversation continues on, or if any conversation continues on, you know, there's no way I'm in the friend zone or any of that nonsense unless I just do like the most retarded shit ever.